Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host Tom Haynes, and I would like to wish everybody at the beginning a happy new year. And I hope that everybody had a good week last week and a safe week. And as we look ahead to 2026, I want to get the year started with a kind of an unusual topic. And something that, for those of you who may be making the decision, this year, 2026, is going to be the year that I apply to the FAA to become an air traffic controller, or I apply to my country's air traffic control group, wherever you are. Or maybe this year is going to be the year that you go to the academy or decide to go to a CTI school, and maybe the enhanced CTI, come out with your CTO card and a job in the FAA. Or maybe you decide this year that you're going to go to Advanced ATC, one of their campuses, and get your CTO card that way. And then maybe you'll go work in a contract tower somewhere for a little while. And then maybe you're going to try and find your way into the FAA via that route. Or maybe this year, you're going to decide that you want to try the military as your way of becoming an air traffic controller and getting into this career. So for a lot of you, 2026 is going to be a pivotal year. And hopefully for most of us, it will be a pivotal year. No matter what our goals, no matter what our quote-unquote New Year's resolutions are, I hope that each and every one of you have a pivotal year in whatever endeavor you want to be a part of. And for those of you that want to be air traffic controllers, great. But today, I want to discuss a little bit about, do you consider yourself privileged to have the opportunity to even consider becoming an air traffic controller? Do you consider yourself privileged to be at the academy or at a CTI school? Do you consider yourself privileged to be working as an air traffic controller somewhere, no matter where that is? Because I got to tell you, I don't know the worldwide stats on how many air traffic controllers there might be in the whole world. I do know that in the United States, right now, the last figure that I saw is they need between 14,000 and 15,000 controllers to be reasonably, quote-unquote, fully staffed. And don't quote me on any of these numbers, but I think the last thing I saw is that they're about 3,000 short. So we're looking at 11,000 plus controllers in the FAA. And they're going to lose a lot of those this year. They lose a lot every year to people who retire. some people who retire because their retirement age, some people are forced out, and some people who decide that this career was not the career for them. So they are going to lose controllers. The FAA always loses controllers every year. People stop being controllers. And so they're in a constant battle to try and fill slots, fill positions. And over the last, 10, 15, 20 years, it's been a losing battle. And part of that is the stress level. There is stress in this career. I've talked about it before. There is stress in this career. And so there are people every year, good people, good controllers, who decide that it's not for them any longer, for whatever reason. Okay? So there are between 11 and 12,000 controllers in the FAA right now. And then probably about between 1,500 and 2,500 in the contract towers in the U.S. And that's just the federal contract towers. There are city contract towers out there that employ more. But I think between 1,500 and 2,500 would be a decent number. So you're looking in the United States, a country of about 300 million people, about maybe 15,000 people who are actively working as air traffic controller. 15,000 out of 300 million. And I'm going to say something that is not generally associated with air traffic controllers, but I consider it a privilege to be one of the 15,000. I don't act that way at work all the time. I don't. I'll be honest with you. I let little things upset me. Little things get under my skin. But it is a privilege to be one of the 15,000 that gets to work as an air traffic controller every day. And I will tell you, at various times over my career, I didn't really look at it as a privilege. There were times in my career I looked at it as a job. And it wasn't really until I got to Oklahoma City as an instructor and got to be a classroom instructor as an A-lead that I really started looking at what this career as an air traffic controller can be, what it has been for me, and what it can be for those students that I got to be in the classroom with day in and day out. And I would tell them that they were trying to get into what I considered to be the best job in the world. And I have said that many times on these podcasts, and I'll continue to say it, even with all the negative things you have to deal with, because it's just like every other job. It has negative things about it. There's not a job out there that doesn't. And for many, many years, I never really thought of it as being the best career when I was actively controlling traffic in the FAA. I didn't really look at it as being one of the best job that I could possibly have. Now, I knew that when I got together with friends, and even when some of those friends were commercial pilots and airline pilots, people wanted to know about my job. A lot of people were fascinated with my job and what I did. And just the fact that I could do that. And there were times when I didn't really appreciate that. I didn't. And there are times, even now, when I don't appreciate the fact that I get to drive from my house to an airport. I get to go up into a tower. Yes, my tower is only 3 stories high, so it's not the best view in the world. I've had better views. Love Tower was about 12 stories up, if I remember right. That was a great view. Great view of Dallas. I didn't look at it as a privilege. And I didn't look at it as the privilege that it is. As the amazing gift that I had been given. And like I said, it wasn't until I got to Oklahoma City that I really started to realize what an amazing career I had had and what an amazing career these students were looking forward to. And then I figured out what a privilege it was to be one of the instructors. To be one of the people that was helping these young people try to get into the world's best career. And then I got into the classroom. And it took me a while again to truly understand what a privilege and honor it was to get to work with young people who were willing to sacrifice their time. In some cases, sacrifice lives that they had built up to go to Oklahoma City and to try this absurd thing of becoming an air traffic controller. Because it's absurd to think that any of us can be one of the 15,000 out of 300 million. The percentage of Americans who are actively working as air traffic controllers is microscopic. It really, truly is. And then when you think about the fact that when the FAA puts out one of their bids, one of their open bids, and they get 20 to 30,000 people to sign up that want to be air traffic controllers. And when you think about the fact that they'll take, in any given year, 1,800 to 2,000 of those 30,000. They're trying to take more. They're wanting to hire more, but they're limited at the academy. They have some very tight limitations that they really can't do a whole lot about at the academy, which is why they're trying to engage with CTI schools. They're trying to find other avenues where they can bring in air traffic controllers that don't include the academy. The academy has a limit. It's a hard limit. But understand that for those of you who are thinking about applying on the next bid, I would encourage you to be one of the 25, 30,000 people that bid. Do it. You don't have to quit your job. Not yet. Apply. Start the process. Try to become one of the 2,000 that get to go to the academy. And yes, you heard me right, that get to go to the academy. It is a privilege to get to go to the academy. And I guarantee you, if you start to look at it that way and are grateful for the opportunity and look at the opportunity that the academy is, look at it as a privilege and start to understand the small percentage of people that get the privilege of going to the academy and trying. When you start to understand that, I think it will help you while you're there. It will help you and motivate you when you need it most. In those days where things don't go well. And those nights where things don't go well. It will help you understand why you're there. And it will motivate you to do everything you can to stay there and to excel there. So, looking at this, looking at this journey of trying to become an air traffic controller that I've talked about many times. Look at this journey as a privilege. How many people get to do this? How many people get to try? Not many. And so, if you're in the midst of trying, you're at the academy, you're at a CTI, you're in the military, or you've passed the academy, and now you're training, you may be up in the training department and not dealing with live traffic yet, or you may be training with live traffic. Understand what a privilege it is that you get to be the one on the other end of the radio, on the other end of a call with other air traffic controllers, it is a privilege. And it's a privilege that so few people get to do. And I can guarantee you, 100% guarantee you, that if you start talking to your coworkers, if you're at a tower, at a center, and you're training, you start talking to them about, wow, you know, it is such a privilege to be here. Pardon me. They are going to look at you like you're from Mars. It's okay. It never hurts to be looked at like you're a Martian every so often. And you can even let them know that knowing that your position there is a privilege, and it's not something that just anybody gets to do, is going to motivate you to be better than you were yesterday. And then if you go out and actually become better than you were yesterday, they're not going to look like at you like you're a Martian for much longer. And who knows? Maybe you start a movement at your facility where people get to understand that it is a privilege to get to talk to airplanes, to get to control airplanes, to get to do the things that we do that no one else can. You've heard me say on this podcast, and I'm still a firm believer in this, anybody can pass the academy. It's difficult. And even saying that anybody can pass doesn't mean that everybody will. There are, and always have been, incredibly talented and gifted young people who have gone through the academy and not succeeded for whatever reason. Okay? That's going to happen, and it's going to continue to happen. There's nothing that can be done to stop that unless the FAA goes back to pass-pass at the academy. I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening, and that's a good thing. Pardon me. But we as controllers, and I'm still a controller. I went to work today. And today I actually thought about the privilege that it is to get to go up into that tower and have those pilots put their faith in me and my abilities. It is an amazing feeling. And it will spur me on to continue to get better and better at what I do. Yes, even as I turn 62 this month, it is going to spur me on to be better, to not get frustrated with pilots, to not get frustrated with the various other things that are involved in any job, not just as an air traffic controller. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you're at the academy, understand that at the academy at any time, I think there are maybe 200 to 300 students. Maybe. And there may not be that many. But that would be my guess. 200 to 300 out of 300 million. It's a really small number. If you're at the academy, look at it as a privilege to be there and see what that does to your outlook and to your understanding of what you're going through. If you're at a CTI school, try and do the same thing. And it is a privilege to get to go to one of those schools. Just start. See what happens. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. I wish I did. But I know today was a pretty good day. And I hope tomorrow was a good day too. Because I get the privilege of being an air traffic controller again tomorrow. And for those of you at the academy, understand that there are instructors up there who do look at it as a privilege to get to be there. And those are the ones that are special instructors. A friend of mine is a lead instructor. He just had a class that passed 13 out of 13. And that may be the first 100% class that large in quite a while. It does not surprise me that Neil had that class, or that Neil had a class that got 13 out of 13 through. And I can guarantee you, in a class of 13, there were 13 of them who at one point struggled, who at one point wondered if they were where they needed to be. It's going to happen. It happens to every single person who goes through the academy. And I would say every single person that goes through the CTI school, every single person that goes through advanced ATC. I've seen it there when I was there. And I wasn't at advanced ATC for a long time. And I saw it. And I was at the academy for 5 years. And oh my, I saw it. I saw every student there struggle at some point. But when you have your goals, and when you consider just how many people get to go to the academy, or get to go to CTI school, or advanced ATC, or even work in the military, it's an amazingly small number. And oh, what a privilege it is to be one of that small number. And I will tell you, it's an even smaller number of instructors that got to be in Oklahoma City. And oh, what a privilege that was. And I'll tell you one other thing. There's an even smaller number of podcasts that get you guys to listen to them. And oh, what a privilege it is to be talking into this microphone every week. Don't think I don't know that. Thank you for the privilege of being here. Thank you for listening. And again, wherever you are on that journey, if you need someone to talk to, call me. The phone number is 817-233-8199. Call me. I don't care if you're out of the academy and working somewhere. If you're at CTI school. Or if you're just thinking about applying. Call me, text me, we'll talk. Texting's probably an easier way to get hold of me with my work schedule. But if you want to, we'll set up a time to talk. Talk about where you are, talk about where you want to go. Talk about how you're doing in your training. We'll talk about anything you want. You know me. I'll talk sports, and it doesn't matter the sport. We'll talk about anything you want. Or if you want to email me, it's Tom Haines, T-O-M-H-A-N-E-S, at sidebysideatc.com. Or you can go to the website, sidebysideatc.com. You can check into some of the coaching programs that I have. We're still working on the video programs. And I'm also thinking about, and I need y'all's input. I'm thinking about coming up with a program. And it'll probably be for free, actually. But coming up with a program for those of you who are not at the academy yet. Maybe even those of you who haven't taken the test, haven't applied, don't have a date. So what do you think? Let me know. Because my goal, and it is very much a privilege to talk to you about this goal, my goal is to help all of you who want to be air traffic controllers to be air traffic controllers. So if you want to talk, let me know. We'll talk. There's no charge. No charge on that. But thank you again. And no matter where you are on this journey, remember, don't try and do it alone. Air traffic control is a team sport. Getting through the academy is a team sport. You need to have team around you. You need to have support around you. And if you want to include me in that support, I would consider it an honor. So let me know. Don't try and do it alone. Always have someone walking along you, with you, side by side. Until next week, goodbye.